My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 11th, 2012. Penny, if you will state your full name, your date of birth, your present age, and where you were born.
My full name, Penny Baldwin Williams. I was born in the Doctor's Hospital in the city of New York on May the 6th, 1937. So that would make me almost 35.
Your present age?
They can, almost 75.
They can do the math.
Ends with a five.
So.
Sorry, John.
Baldwin. Why were you named Baldwin?
That's my father's name.
And we're recording this interview here in the offices of VoicesOfOklahoma.com in Tulsa. Your memories of grandparents, your mother's side, father's side?
My father's side's quicker. Joe Baldwin was in New York. He was working on Wall Street. Had nine children, was said to be on his ninth million, and the market crashed. My father was the next to the next to the youngest of the nine. And Artie Baldwin.
Who was she?
She was my grandmother, Artie. She was Joe Baldwin's wife. I have a real memory of her when I was very young. I couldn't have been more than three. But I have a memory of this glass table in her house. I had never seen a glass table. It was just a memorable image. I remember nothing else about her except lace bodice. Yeah, I do remember the lace across the chest.
Okay.
My grandparents on my mother's side would take much longer because, in a way, my grandmother on my mother's side half raised me. And I lived with her in her apartment in New York City many times.
What was her name?
Her original name was Atterbury, Mary Barton Atterbury. And then she married Fuller Potter, my grandfather. Then she was divorced a number of times and married a number of times. So she had lots of marriages in her checkered past.
And you lived with her in New York City?
Mm-hmm. Because during the war, there were many times when my mother was away, and she would be away for long spells of time. So many of the war years I spent with my grandmother in New York.
Let's talk about your mother, her maiden name, where she was born and where she grew up.
She was Polly Potter, born in New York City, one of five children. She left New York City when my grandmother got a divorce. In those days, you didn't get divorces. And the school my mother and Aunt Helen were enrolled in kicked them out because they were daughters of divorcing parents.
Wow.
And even though their grandfather had been one of the founders of the school.
They what school was that?
Out. Chapin School in New York City. They were sent south, and this changed my mother's life. They were sent south to a boarding school called Fermata in Aiken, South Carolina. That began the rest of my mother's life. And she became crazy about horses, and she did a lot of riding and rode different people's horses and was in the first ladies' race when they allowed girls to ride.
What years would this have been?
This would have been in the late 30s.
So that kind of attitude about divorced people was very strong in the 30s.
Very much so, yeah. Yeah.
Drove her out of town.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
How old would she have been when she went to South Carolina?
She would have been about 15 or 16, you know, right that important age. And her whole life became horses. She became this rider. She'd ridden before but never fallen in love with horses, and she did when she got to South Carolina. So that's where she met my stepfather eventually. When she went back to Aiken to these horse shows, she would go back every year.
Your father, his name and where he grew up.
Peter Baldwin was his name. He eventually went back to India, where he served during the war, and started an airlines there, cargo airlines, ended up taking along passengers on the Hajj and started picking up passengers in Afghanistan. So he'd go up to Kabul and he and his partner would take them to Mecca. So pilgrims got to be first just sitting on orange crates and chicken boxes and things like that. Then they got to be a real passenger airline. He eventually sold the airline, which started out purely as a cargo airline, sold it to Pan Am. He and the Afghan government were co-owners.
Your father and mother were divorced. What age were you when they were divorced?
I was about 4 or 5, probably 4.
Did you establish any relationship then with your father?
Yes, but it was as he moved to India and lived out his years in Afghanistan, I never really saw much of him, maybe once every 5 years, except after I was married and living in Iran. Then I saw more of him. He would come to see us in Tehran, and we'd go over to Kabul.
So then it was kind of a reunion of sorts.
Yeah, getting to know him later in life.
You had a stepfather then.
Joe Sheffield.
And is he the one then that helped raise you?
He did. There were two of us from my mother's marriage to Peter Baldwin. Then there was a third daughter born to my mother and Joe Sheffield. He is the one who moved us to South Carolina. When the war was over, we'd been living at that point on the Marine base out in Laguna Beach, California, and he moved us to South Carolina.
When you say the war, we're talking about World War II.
World War II.
Qualities about your mother or your stepfather that you look fondly on that perhaps had an impression on you?
My mother was very trusting. It started out with dogs. We always had loads of dogs. But she would pick anyone up and give a ride to strangers. I remember in later years thinking, wow, we could have been in some pickles. But she was just always nice to people, and people were always nice to her. She was very strong-willed, and she gave up riding because of my stepfather, but willed riding down to her daughters. So we rode every day of our lives and grew up on horses. She gave up riding because my stepfather's sister had been killed in England riding a horse. She was thrown and died from the fall. And he just had real antipathy to her ever being on a horse again. So she gave up what she loved most in life and took up hunting. So we lived with all these dogs in the house and in the kennels. She and my stepfather would go hunting and play golf. That's what they did.
What did Joe do for a living?
Well, he eventually did some work on Wall Street, but mostly he lived as a retired man. Mostly he lived on his mother's money and what he hadn't given to his first two wives in divorces, he shared with our family.
So then you grew up with a love of horses and dogs because of that environment.
Totally, yeah.
And did you involve yourself in horse contests?
I did all the horse shows, but I just did them locally. We even put on a horse show once in South Carolina. Then eventually when I left South Carolina, I stopped riding, especially when we went to Germany and Iran.
It was a childhood thing, and you left it as an adult.
Yeah,
the horses.
Circumstances dictated that I not ride.